Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips, brought to you by the Hunt Lift Eat Podcast. I'm Carter and we're doing our first mobile podcast finally. Luke's in the truck. What's going on, man?
Just 4 hours or I'm wrapping up a 2 hour round trip drive to pick up my laptop that was in the shop. I live in the middle of nowhere, Louisiana now, so you're like 2 hours from everywhere. It's perfect. I love it.
2 weeks from everywhere. Places a goddamn geographical oddity.
Yeah. It's pretty on point right there. So, yeah. So, I'm grabbing my laptop because, you know, I kind of need that to do this whole business thing. And I'm running back down. I'm supposed to be back hopefully sooner than this, but it is what it is. So, yeah. Our new podcast host is coming in handy here, you know, to do it mobile. So that's awesome.
What a novel idea. But cool, dude.
We're getting
it's, yeah, it's November 6th. And you and I have both been in, we've been in a tree or a blind a good bit over the last week. And I think it's a good time to talk pre-rut, rut behavior. As we're entering into November, they're definitely chasing here in Georgia. Things are heating up, man, and getting exciting. So thought maybe we could share some of our favorite tips and tactics that people can use during these early weeks in November.
Yeah, definitely. This coming weekend is, I think it's the 7th through the 11th, are where most, like the biggest Boone and Crockett, or the majority of the Boone and Crockett scored deer are killed. So this is like prime time across the board this next week or so, kind of nationwide. Now obviously it varies geographically where you are. Our rut here in Louisiana supposedly starts early. I've been seeing a lot of does, haven't been seeing any chasing, but everybody keeps telling me it's going on, so I don't know. But it's that time. I'm getting excited. I'm planning on trying to hunt a lot this coming weekend and be in a tree pretty much dark to dark every day. I don't have work. Times out perfectly with Veterans Day weekend. Since I work for the feds, I got a 4-day. So John and I will be hunting pretty hard the next from Friday to Monday.
Yeah, not a bad gig during November, man.
No, definitely not. It all lines up pretty well. So I'm excited. This is a good weekend. I think it's going to be a prime weekend right now, but for where we're at in Louisiana, you said you're already seeing chase. And are you mostly seeing young bucks chase? Or are you seeing anything with good horns moving?
Yeah, we're seeing young bucks. Fighting going on between young bucks. That's been fun to watch. Small six-pointers and some dinker eights. And, you know, I'm primarily – I've got spots set up to hunt food early morning and evening – spots to hunt my food plots, hoping to be there at the right time when if a big boy comes out to check does in the evenings. So does are out in my food plots every evening, so we're just waiting and holding on. We had a giant come in, the one I really want to kill, King James. If you go back to probably this time last year, I was obsessed with this deer. He came in and winded me. Well, he couldn't quite decide what I was, but he wasn't thrilled with where I was in the blind this past weekend. So he came within 20 yards, but he was on the neighbor's property and way too thick to get a shot. So he was moving around checking does because I was running some doe estrus scent, and he did exactly what giant bucks do, and he circled downwind about the only spot I could get winded on my property. Came basically right up to me and couldn't decide if he was happy or not, stomped his feet a bunch, and then kind of went off. So the big boys are getting closer for sure for us here. So I'm hunting the food. And then up in the mountains, I like to hunt a lot of, really prominent doe trails, especially if you can find two doe trails that come together. I like to hunt those intersections, and just look for those cruising bucks when they're just dumb and have their heads down and are just sniffing and chasing and running through the woods. I like those spots a lot, especially up on those oak ridges or some of those saddles in those foothills of the Appalachians up there. Those seem to be good spots right now for those guys.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Hunt those trails anywhere, like if you know where there's like prominent doe bedding in the area, get in between, where the does are bedding and where they're going to be moving out. The bucks are going to be checking all those areas. They're going to be looking for that hot doe. This time of year is so great because the does aren't fully, hot yet, and, but the does are just so ready. They're chomping at the bit to start breeding, and so they're starting to get reckless, and they're going to be cruising a lot more than they're going to be actually physically chasing, and so that's a huge advantage. And this is a great time to catch them when they're exactly what you're talking about. Their heads are down, when they're acting a little stupid, when they might even smell you. They don't care about the wind because all they care about is finding some poo nanny.
Yeah, and I think the does actually. They must know that they're safe with me because they don't give a shit right now. They're everywhere every time I hunt. And I'm a believer, if you got a doe in front of you, then you got a live decoy. We can shoot does in the end of December or January. Because sometimes the rut happens into December here too. It can be hard to pin down between the mountains and where my house is. But I also moved all my cameras to those doe trails, looking for those cruising bucks, and found some good sign with a series of rubs and ending with a scrape on a field edge and stuff like that. So that was rewarding to set up some of my reveal cameras on those corridors that these bucks are traveling and get some good pictures of bucks I haven't seen before on these other properties. So that was reassuring. A couple of them are daylighting, of course, when I'm at work, so maybe this weekend we can make something happen.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I keep texting John as we're sitting in public land. John and I had very different tactics the other day, and I saw more deer, I think, but then I hunted the same spot in the evening. I saw a lot of does. I saw one spike. I was real tempted to shoot so I could go back home. I didn't shoot him because it's bucks only right now. I would have just shot a doe. There's a big nanny in there. I would have just shot a doe and called it good because I don't. Anything I'm hunting here in Louisiana is kind of bonus hunting for me, but I was hunting a field edge right where there's kind of a strip of trees of timber that comes in, so it's just a natural corridor, and there's kind of a bunch of tree islands within there too, so they'll hop through there, and it was good, but it's public land, and because it's good and it's easy access from the road that evening, I had a Bubba walking, like he was road hunting, driving around right past me, and then he parked with probably an hour of light left, walked his fat ass out there, and then walked right back in before shooting light was over. So he put right in front of me. So spoiled my entire hunt. And I was like, yeah, John's right. I got to get deeper in the timber. So I'm going to change my tactics up a little bit, even though I was seeing a lot of does, and get in deeper and try to get away from all the road hunters and everybody. But I knew better. I was just kind of being lazy. And it looked good. And I had seen a lot of deer there the night before. So.
Yeah,
Public
that's
land,
always
man.
tough on public, man. It's tough because we talk about like, yeah, you want to get way back in there, and everybody knows that's a good tactic, but you can walk past some great spots right by the, by the trailhead or where you park too, that sometimes people overlook. So it's kind of tough to make that decision sometimes. Well, I think we lost Luke for the rest of this episode, that old Louisiana cell service he's got going on there. So I'll round it out with the last two things that I'm thinking about this time of year. I'm actually going to start running a decoy. I've got a Montana decoy that I like using. I've got a buck and a doe. And I think that big buck, he smelled the doe estrus urine that I was using. Couldn't make up his mind because he saw my field, but didn't see the doe. And he was hesitant to come out of the woods and into that field. And I think if I would have had a decoy out, that could have convinced him to come to the field edge, maybe come in a couple steps and check that out. So I'm going to give the old decoy a try and try and get a hold of this big guy, and put that kind of out in front of me a little bit, see if I can entice him in and play around with that. I haven't quite figured out exactly how to use the decoy, so it's kind of a learning opportunity for me. So I'm going to give that a whirl this weekend. And then the other thing I'm definitely doing is I'm grunting at every buck I see, especially those younger ones where it's there's no pressure. It doesn't matter if you mess it up or not. I have no intention of shooting them. So it's just gathering intel and information and seeing how they respond to grunt calls and things like that. So I'm grunting at every buck I see, or if I hear chasing in the woods, I'm grunting at them, trying to bring them in, especially, cool, clear mornings, when it's quiet for sure. So I'm going to give the decoys a rip this weekend and try and grunt at them. You back? No, you're not back. All right, cool. Well, folks, that's going to round us out for this week's Tuesday Tips. We wish everybody good luck hunting the rut. Hopefully it's heating up wherever you are, and send us some pictures. Send us your pictures of your successes. Send us pictures of your trail cam giants. Send us pictures of, the one your buddy killed, the big one. We want to see him. We want to share that with you guys. So good luck. As always, we appreciate the hell out of you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
You hear me?